Dr. Braccio, when we think about ADD and ADHD and those assessments, it seems like those are misdiagnosed, that prescriptions are given to individuals who may or may not need them. We never seem to be clear on this. Tell us tell us about ADD and ADHD and help us to understand.
Okay. From a technical point of view, there's only ADHD, Tony, with three specific diagnoses. One is ADHD predominantly inattentive. The other is ADHD predominantly hyperactive impulsive. And the third is combined. Now, in order to have any diagnosis, it's something that ought to be severe. It ought to impact more than just in one area. And that is kind of the crux of the thing. I think the problem is many people are seen as being overdiagnosed because if they're a little inattentive or they can't pay attention or this type thing, people assume or will come out and say the person has ADHD. In order for a person to have that diagnosis, it really does have to be quite severe. And if we take the inattention qualities, characteristics, we're talking about inability to pay close attention to details, difficulty sustaining attention, appearing not to listen, not following through on instructions, difficulty organizing, easily distracted. Those are the most common ones when we think of the inattention part. When we think of the hyperactivity, we think of the fidgeting, having difficulty sitting still, running around excessively, difficult engaging in activities, talking excessively, difficulty waiting, taking turns. Those type things. And when those impact on your ability to function, and now if you're in school, you can imagine what this can do to you. If you're an adult, you can imagine if you're trying to hold a job and you can't pay attention, you can't focus. Now, so my feeling is I think there can be overdiagnosis, but I also would argue in many cases there's an underdiagnosis where people just say, oh, well, that person is just a little spaced out, isn't really that severe. They just need to shape up and kind of put their head on right and everything will be okay. The key thing is to look at the person from many different perspectives, bring in a diagnostic team that includes parents, would include school people if we're talking about children, that would include a longitudinal long history of the person, and then observe and just see what is happening in the person's life and include other people, parents and others, in the overall process.
Dr. Braccio's East Lansing practice also includes Attention Deficit Disorders Diagnostic Center. I know when I think about my kids and about myself, it's very hard for me to focus on things. I really have to work at it. With my kids, I thought that they were just crazy people. But what you learn, Dr. Braccio, is that focus and paying attention, if you will, is learned, and it takes practice.
Well, there's no question it's learned and it takes practice. However, there are those, since we're talking about ADHD, there are those that it is really exceptionally difficult. I don't want to say impossible, but sometimes you get that feeling they just can't do it. We can improve, but only to a degree. That's why you need some combination sometimes of medication, certainly parental training, certainly trying to alter the environment for the child, giving cues to the child in terms of when things are going to happen because they don't deal with change very readily either. But you're going to find that this is something. We're looking 3 to 5% of school children have these problems, Tony, 2 to 4% of adults. And that means there is a significant issue. Now, that doesn't mean you can't focus effectively, because if you have more energy than most people, which a lot of ADHD persons do, and you can channel that in the right direction, then you can become a star. It's when it goes the wrong direction and you get into they're called comorbid conditions, which also, unfortunately, are often cohabitating, if you will, with ADHD, such as the conduct disorders, the bad behaviors in terms of risk-taking, needing a little more attention, a little more activity to keep yourself going, and the learning disabilities, which over time a person can just lose some of the basics of what they're learning in school by not able to pay attention. So if you get some of the comorbid, we'll call them, conditions, high percentage of which also occur with the ADHD, it can make life very difficult, that being why there is a need for some type of a plan for the child.
All right. You can call Dr. Braccio in East Lansing. Thanks, Dr. Braccio.
Always a pleasure, Tony. You and Brittany have a good day.